critics will see it as something the government would have rather avoided, a move they were forced to take. But they have finally, after weeks of condemnation, pressure and dispute, agreed to halt some of Britain's £42 million worth of arms exports to Israel. Although, not just quite yet.
12 UK licences to Israel have been flagged as potentially providing the Israel military with parts for equipment being used in Israel, like military radars, combat aircraft and tanks. What the government is saying is that it will stop those licences if there is a resumption of what it calls significant hostilities.
After Israel's 2008 offensive on Gaza, it had to admit that Israeli military equipment did contain British-made parts. The fear is this will be the case again. But that hasn't stopped Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron from maintaining a staunch and unwavering support of Israel.
The Conservatives have a very strong lobby of the Conservative Friends of Israel. We have, of course, Lib Dems Friends of Israel, but they don't form quite as big a component of our policy making as in the case of the Tories.
In reality, the political wrangling has been playing catch up to a wave of public support for the Palestinians. The latest poll out shows a majority of Brits think Israel is acting disproportionately in Gaza. Only 19% now think it is acting proportionately. 41% of voters say their opinion of Israel has worsened during the conflict.
The situation in Gaza is horrific beyond belief, and that has affected the vast majority of the people in this country in thinking that the conflict must be brought to a halt, there must be a permanent cessation of hostilities, and the reconstruction of Gaza must be taken on as an international responsibility.
It seems that international responsibility is a far way off, but each step, like the halt of exports, is a small one in the right direction. Nargis Mobileri, Press TV, London.